All right, buddy, let's do it.
Come on, let's go.
Hey, it's the Noise Hall with Dave and Joel. Hey, it's the Noise Hall with Dave and Joel. We're gonna write some stupid songs, so come and sing along. Yeah, it's the Noise Hall with Dave and Joel.
Hey there, Noise Boys, it's Joel. Dave is out in Los Angeles this week for VidCon, and so we're unable to record a new episode, but I wanted to take this opportunity to do something I have been wanting to do since the inception of the Noise Hole, which is take the original sort of pilot episode of the Noise Hole, which was episode 35 of our other podcast, Here's an Idea, where Dave said, hey, let's answer emails and hold some guitars while we do it, that actually spawned this entire thing. Take that and, well, add Gary to it. I know. All right, Gary. Gary wasn't there when we originally recorded this. It was impromptu. Nothing was planned. We didn't know there was going to be a podcast made out of this whole concept. But here we are, 20 episodes later. We've got our Noise Boys. We've got our Patreon at patreon.com/noisehole. We've got a little community that we're building. And honestly, it is the most rewarding thing I'm doing creatively these days. I appreciate everybody listening, and I appreciate the opportunity. And I know I speak for Dave when I say he feels the same way. We really love the Noise Hole. We love the Noise Boys. And a lot of you seem to love Gary. So we're bringing Gary in to remaster that original pilot episode, turn it into an official Noise Hole. We might even throw in some extra instruments here and there. You never know. So here you go. This is the Email Hole with Dave and Joel Maximum Shred Edition, remastered into the Noise Hole with Dave and Joel
Super Secret Pilot Episode, Episode Zero.
Now featuring Gary. Fucking Gary. And then up to A. Sorry. There you go.
Okay, I think we got this.
Oh, now we're in our Jimmy Jim Jams. Wearing little socks, yeah.
What?
It's Dave and Joe. And we're going in our inbox, baby. Get some emails from our plans and scupper our plans, yeah.
And then one of these.
It's an email hole with Dave and Joe. Yeah, Rudy Dooley.
That wasn't bad.
You think?
I don't think it was great.
I don't think
it was. But
it
wasn't
great.
Bad.
Okay. It's good enough to get started.
Okay.
Welcome to the Email Hole with Dave and Joel. Do you want to do the classic theme song?
Do we want to do the classic?
It's like
it's the
Email Hole with Dave and Joel.
Yeah, that one.
Okay. We're getting better at that, by the way. Better or worse.
So we're going to check our emails. Our emails.
We get email.
Email.
And then we read email. And
read Emma.
It comes out of our mouth.
Daddy, read Emma.
And maybe we'll try and do something with it if it's good.
My favorite? Somehow permeating everything we do, if it's a stream, it's a podcast, if it's just a riff, is there's a giant sort of shapeless man, and he talk like this, and I said, he like, Daddy, Daddy, check it out, Emma.
Like a big doughboy like with big chocolate dough chips for eyes.
Yeah, going, a big dough baby.
Please.
A big water brain dough baby.
I'm sorry for taking up so much of your personal space.
I'm so big. Don't check the email. And I'm like, calm down, giant boy.
Daddy will get to the email soon.
Yeah.
Let's see. And then also, you wanted to answer some of these in song.
Well, I guess some of these we're going to... I guess this one we're going to permeate with some light music.
You think?
Yeah.
All right, well, give me a bed.
Well, here's some jazz chords for you.
Yeah, give me a bed. Okay, cool.
How do you like that?
Keep it going, and I'm going to read these emails. Ooh, that is bouncy. That's not funny. That sounds like if you go into GarageBand and click like Jazz Bed for podcast.
Right.
That's what it plays. I don't know what this guy's talking about. This one comes from Alexi. Hello, boys.
Alexi.
You're welcome.
Okay. Wait, what?
That's what it says. Did you know that Finland has the most metal bands per capita in the world? Scandinavia is famous because metal, but Finland is the mecca.
Scandinavia is famous because metal?
Well, he's probably...
I'll tell you what, did know that, actually. And if you take a look at their top charts, you look at their version of the Billboard 200, it's all metal music, but it's different types. It's like that operatic kind of shit. Like,
Death.
Like Nightwish in sort of like awkward English, where it's like,
my face is face down upon the snow.
Well, hang on. If we're going to...
Okay, thanks.
Just drop down, please, Dave. Go ahead and drop down.
I don't want to drop down.
You don't want to? You want to stay in
E? No, I mean, you can.
So,
where are you?
It's like...
My face is inside a can of worms.
And then there's like a some guy with really long white hair going
inside a can of worms.
Sure, man.
All right.
Like, there's a foil to the operatic singer who's kind of going, I take lots of rocks and put them in the oven
at the same time.
Yeah. No.
Or like, after. Okay, I'll be the second guy. You be the first guy. Okay, you ready?
Okay.
My face is inside an aquarium.
Billboard Top 200.
That's not bad. And so do you think
we can package that up and send it over to Finland and maybe become super ass famous over there?
I guess my question is, do the Finnish parents, the old grandparents go, hey, it's Christmas time, put on some of my old records? And it's like,
oh, I put a fish into the dirt and it is my mother and she is dead.
Jorgen, now that you're home for Christmas from college, please put on Happy Santa Claus music.
Grandma, do you want to hear Happy Santa Claus music?
Yes.
Okay, here goes one.
Santa is dead. He is a fish.
Where's the fish?
I don't know. It's a coastal country, okay, for sure. I think we've summed it up. I think that's where his infernal majesty comes from as well.
Ho, ho, ho. I am the ice. I am the snow. Ho, ho, ho. Ho, ho, ho. I am the ice. I am the snow.
That's not bad. There's something about Finland. It's always it's permeating our collective consciousness, like permafrost.
Yeah.
Nice and cold.
That's got to be a good Finnish band name too, right?
Permafrost. I guarantee you it's a thing.
Permafrost.
And they're wearing face paint right now in a van somewhere, hoping to set something on fire. I have an email here.
Oh, I don't want to hear it.
It's from a fellow called Justin Terry.
Okay. Is this a personal email?
No.
Because it didn't come to podcast@explosum.net. That's for goddamn sure.
No, Justin Terry likes me so much that he obviously wanted me to read it.
I see.
Yeah. That could be a good thing or a bad thing. Anyway, he says, okay. He just says, a boy has trouble showing a girl he likes her, but his dear, quote unquote, as in D-E-E-R, dad, tries to give dating advice. So it's like, Dad, there's this girl at school. And they're really like,
and then it clicks in a tree, like with its antlers.
Yeah. And she, there's just no way to get to talk to us here in the library all the time. He starts spitting.
Get out of my face, Dad!
And she, you know, I've actually learned guitar to try and get attention. Try to get her attention.
If you put the deer on the talk wheel for children, it's like, the cow stands, meow. The deer stands,
then you hear the wet noise of its droppings falling into the grass.
Cat says, meow.
There should be a level two of those things where it's like, the baby's like, you know, I've gone through all those noises and I like them, but I want more.
There's got to be more to life.
This is, speaking of top Billboard 200s, this is obviously the top 200 of animal noises. This is the casual stuff. Everyone knows cat. Everyone knows dog. I want to know what pygmy shrew sounds like.
Oh, you're saying top 10 is the milquetoast animal sounds. You want to get into the deep cuts.
Yeah, man.
The album cuts.
Think about it. The dog is basically the Eagles, if that makes sense.
No, I get it.
Okay.
No, I'm with you.
Cat is Kiss.
You think?
Okay. Well, they have a cat for a drummer.
Well, they did.
So are we going to do Kiss? You got just go in A, right? Shitty 12-bar blues.
Well, a drummer is a cat, and a guitar player is a spaceman.
Announcing the solo.
That's me, Paul Stanley. We're all from Queens.
Which one of them talks like a, hey, it's me, yeah, just me over here. I've one guy from Kiss.
Is that their manager?
No, one of them has that voice.
Okay,
so one of them has a very unsexy
Gene's
voice.
Gene's got this very big Gene's kind of voice here. Where Gene's, you know, he likes to speak his mouth
off.
He'll
say he's racist
very,
things and
put my face in a skateboard. I like it. Paul's got this thing where he kind of talks like this.
I think that's the guy I'm talking
about.
That's
the guy he's talking
about. He's like, I sound like I should be selling fish by the wharf.
Paul, exactly.
Except I'm in one of the biggest bands in the world.
Like, when I think of Queens, I imagine it hasn't changed since the 1700s, but there's a lot of rock and roll bands as well. No, Paul's still in.
Oh, Ace is out.
Ace, excuse me. Whoa. Ace is long gone, man. He's gone back to space.
He's with
like,
Bowie.
Sorry, fellas, I can't do this anymore. There's bigger things up in space.
That's fine. Did I ever tell you that Paul Stanley was at Disneyland when I was there?
Does he have his own? I imagine he has his own ride. Kids have to have their own ride at Disney World.
No, I think they have one in Vegas.
Okay.
But what if Paul Stanley goes to the front of the Kiss line and he's like, excuse me, but that's me. And they're like, get in the back of the line, shithead.
But he doesn't have his face paint on, but on his ID, he does.
He does on his driver's license.
Yeah, he's Starman. Or what was his name? Starchild.
Starchild.
Starchild. I saw them on their reunion tour 6 years ago. I think it's coming back this year. So
With the lineup?
Not reunion, sorry. They're farewell tour. Completely the wrong word.
Oh, but this is with the two guys that have been with them for like 15 years.
Yeah, Paul and Gene.
No, I'm saying the other two.
Tommy, Eric.
We're painted like a star child, but you don't know who I am.
Don't paint me like a star child.
Do you think Gene ever sat down and went, hey, hang on a second. If we just paint a different guy of roughly the same build with a star on his face, no one will know.
That is literally the conversation they had, I'm sure.
Hey, Gene!
Hey, what are you saying about me?
I got some bad news, Gene.
I'm going to go sell the fish down by the wharf or by the pier.
Space Ace is out of the band. Oh, we got to do something.
That's horrible.
He's gone back to the space station.
What was the impetus for this question again?
Sorry. Somehow we got from deer dad to kiss
okay.
Really quickly. Yeah.
That's fine. I don't want to dwell.
You don't want to get back to
no. Okay. Do you know what song There's a thing about Kiss that I just want to point out really quick, and it's that when I was a kid...
That they're terrible?
And they're terrible. They're the worst band. When in the 80s, when the Satanic Panic was all the rage, and I was growing up in Bible Belt South Texas,
sure.
Kiss, whose music I never heard, I just saw their image, and it was like, Satanic music. So then when I finally...
Were they the kind of band that your parents were terrified of, where it's like, oh, they're bringing the devil into our house?
But not into our house.
Right.
But on the list of satanic bands, there was Kiss, Poison? Whitesnake.
Really? Why Whitesnake?
Okay, here's the thing. So you hear all this, right? And you just take it on face value. And then you get to be like 20, and there's music on the internet. Uh-huh. And you can go, hey, I wonder what all those satanic bands sounded like. And it's like, I want to fight! That's it. That's the whole thing.
I want to fuck and suck.
And suck. And it's like, okay, I can see how maybe my mom wouldn't want me to hear that, but it's not Satan.
No, it's certainly not satanic. It's sexually liberating, certainly.
Well,
maybe
it's
that's
misogynist
the problem.
For sure.
For sure.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I would have thought it'd be more like Judas Priest, that sort of ilk.
What's weird is that didn't even make it into the radar. I think maybe because Priest didn't have like number one hits or whatever, but Ozzy did.
Right.
He bit the head off a bat in a satanic ritual.
If he's the Prince of Darkness... I guess that makes Satan the King of Darkness,
it's
right?
His dad.
Is that the idea? Satan is his...
Hello, Dad!
What is this on?
Hello, Dad!
Enter!
Hey, Dad, it's me!
You smell like shit, Ozzy.
Oh, I've shit me pants. Oh,
bloody Sharon, hell, Ozzy.
Sharon used to clean me up, but she's gone, Dad.
Ozzy, I'm at least 6,000 years old, and I've never shit me pants in my life.
I forgot you were a young Earth creationist, Dad.
Yeah, well, you know, I've been away from Birmingham for a while, but I've kept the accent.
Satan was born in Birmingham.
That's why Maiden came from Sheffield. Priest came from around there, and...
Oh, where am I from, Dad?
You're from Birmingham too, son. Birmingham born and raised, like an old bit of bread.
Was it a factory town, Dad?
It was indeed.
Okay.
Me and your mum smoked around the gasworks,
who's
and you came out...
Who's my mum again, Dad?
Your mum... Oh, fuck. Mrs. Satan.
Oh, okay.
Obviously known as Grentilda. You don't remember your own mom's name?
Do you think Ozzy...
You haven't visited in a while, son. What's happened to you?
I'm having so many life troubles, Dad. Oh, me wife, she left me finally. And I had to go and start a new band.
There you go.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Crazy. Well, if we haven't talked in a while, Randy Rhoads died, and then I had Zach Wilde.
No, he's doing fine, Ozzy. You don't need to worry about him. He's down here playing lovely guitar solos with me.
Oh, Randy, what are you doing? Oh, Randy, come give us a hug.
Go give you.
Hey there, Ozzy. It's me, Randy.
Go give your friend Randy a smooch in there, Ozzy.
Oh, it's Randy. Oh, there he is. Oh, yeah.
Came up with that after Ozzy stood on a bit of Lego.
Ow! Oh, fuck! Who put that bit of bloody Lego?
Ozzy, the song's being recorded right now.
Fuck me, fucking... Oh, people keep leaving Lego lying all over the place, and it's driving me fucking crazy. But I suppose that's how it goes.
I got it.
Loads of Lego. Stuck in your toes. Crazy. But it's not too late. Put away all your Legos. Go on to bed. Legos in my toes. Driving me insane. We're going upstairs. We're gonna make a Lego tree.
Yeah, those little Lego City play sets where you might get a wee train.
I know that building. This is hard for me. You've got to read the book.
The instructions say it's for people who are the age of 3.
All right, Randy, give us a solo.
key entirely.
Anyway. Yeah, anyway.
Fuck's sake, Ozzy. We only had one chance to record that song. I suppose we gotta leave it.
You know, it's all paid for. Okay, bye. I'm going to go drink heroin by the gallon.
That's exactly how that happened.
All right. See you later, Oz. Let's look at another email.
Yeah, what you got?
Let's see. This is also from Alexi. Alexi, you're being prolific. Idea. Famous actors dub hentai thinking it's a Ghibli masterpiece.
What?
That's not bad. That's not bad.
Dub Ghibli hentai. Ghibli.
Ghibli, yeah, sure.
It sounds like an adjective. Like, this movie is very Ghibli.
Miyamoto-san, we've got Keanu Reeves.
Wrong company, but okay.
Miyamoto, sorry. Completely. What's his name?
Miyazaki.
Miyazaki-san. Miyazaki-san, we've got Keanu Reeves and Kirsten Dunst. Patrick Stewart and Morgan Freeman, and they're going to be dubbing Tentacle Fuck 19.
The most Ghibli movie, really.
God, that's so Ghibli.
I would describe Ghibli.
Those Ghibli
as,
bits.
Yeah, exactly. It's like something you find in a turkey after you've
Ghibli's
kind of eaten
gravy.
The top half of it and opened it like a chest, and it's just full of Ghibli bits.
There's so much Ghiblis in this.
Look at all these Ghiblis.
Oh, man.
But then they all come out and do a wee dance like the little cute monsters you have.
I swear to Ghibli boys, and we're going to do a dance and play with toys.
Like all the little weird spirits you get in like Princess. God, what was it called?
Mononoke?
Mononoke, that's the one. Oh, look at my little dancing organs. Oh, that's cute. Dance for me, organs. I haven't spoken to another man in 3 weeks. Dance for me, pretty turkey organs.
Big boy. Dance for me, turkey.
We can dance for you, big boy. We are just the Ghiblis of a turkey.
Big boy and the Ghiblis.
Dance for me, turkey.
Dance. Is that, I guess this is Patrick Stewart's role in the movie.
He says, dance for me, turkey.
Dance for me, beautiful turkey. Turkey meats and bones.
I guess the Ghiblis are played by Keanu then.
Oh, we can't dance until we find the princess. Little tiny turkey boys. Oh, let's dance, turkey boys.
Dance, turkey boys, dance. Anyway.
Yeah. Sure, I like that idea. Here's an idea. That was pretty good.
Let's put that one in the list.
Not
marked
bad.
Pretty all right.
Not bad.
What else you got there?
I'm going to need more jazz bed to get through this email. Let's see.
Hang on.
Slow your roll, Alexi.
I got something new for you. Oh, that's
horrible. That's not good. You didn't do right. That was bad. Okay, I haven't read this. I haven't vetted it.
Okay.
This is from Lee C. Hello, boys. Japanese porn, that's two in a row, must make a lot of people nostalgically horny because they used to jerk off to scrambled porn back in the 90s. I mean, why the hell else is it on Western websites?
What's scrambled porn? Like eggs?
No.
Like, what is that?
A guy would poach an egg and then jack off into it. And he'd go, "Here's your hollandaise sauce." And then Ozzy would go, "Give it to me.
Go,
Tony. Tony, serve it up. Oh."
Jizz into an egg. Does he take it on stage?
Studio Jizzly.
Jizzly. Okay.
No. Scrambled porn is when you had cable.
Oh, it's when someone would come around and like fix something for you and you could look at all the dirty channels.
But they'd be like purple and like green and wavy.
Well, that's because you're holding on to it too tight.
No, not you.
Oh.
No, it's the, you'd go like to channel 68 or 9.
Right.
And then you could hear it. If you were lucky, you could hear it flawlessly.
But it was snow.
But it was snowy, but then it would go, and there'd be a tit for like a second.
The only, you know, your best course of action there is to pretend that it's finished porn, and it's right in the middle of the thickest blizzard that a couple are having
snake sex.
Come
deep
over in
here
the snow.
And give sex to pleasure, snake.
Come here, Finsky. Put your load inside my chode.
And there's a blizzard covering the whole thing, which is good practice because you can use your imagination.
Your load inside my chode. Serve the pleasure snake.
Yeah, surfing the web or serving the
I think that's a Joe Satriani pleasure. Song. That's a totally different thing.
Oh, that's
thing.
Like.
Yeah, all of Joe Satriani's songs were called, like, Surf the Pleasure Snake on the Waves of Rock.
You should. They really should all be renamed to Dragon Ball Intro, Dragon Ball Jazz, Dragon Ball Boogie, and Dragon Ball Sultry. I don't know. He's definitely the baldest fast guitar player.
Yeah.
What were we talking about?
I don't remember
before?
The question, and I don't care. So let's go to
it
the
was
next
another
one.
Japanese porn yeah, one. Yeah, guys. Like, we're getting a
guys,
lot of
guys, understand
these
that
days.
You're sending the same questions, and don't do it.
Let's do a different question.
Oh, that one's a page. You're out. here's one of my faves. Yami Kani Manjo Ira. When this person is on SNL, it'll be the same Pedrad. Yami Kani Manjo Ira.
And then Vanessa Vinasenor. And we'll still listen to that one and go, who? What a weird name. That?
Beck Bennett is a guy. He's one of them. I couldn't pick him out, but I know the name.
Is he the one that's hanging out with the fireman? No, that's Colin Jost.
Here we go. Colin Jost. A man's about to commit suicide. This is what Yami Kani says.
Is this a warning?
A man's about to commit suicide.
Is this an Amber Alert?
By jumping off a building.
Or a Silver Alert.
But decides to have his last jerk off. Then jumps off, and right before he hits the ground, he does a jizz. It shoots out violently. Oh, and then he starts flying? What? Like, it pushes him off the ground.
Why did he jump off the building then? Like a sort of trampoline? You know what I thought he was going to say?
Okay.
I thought he was going to, like, set himself a Tony Hawk-style challenge where he'll jizz off the building and then jump off it and try to catch the jizz in his mouth before he lands.
Yeah. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah. That's not how it's
going
to go.
I have no qualms with that.
Hey, if you ever play Tony Hawk's, you'll love this game. It's where you jump off a building right after you came. After you. Now over to my special friend, Mark Hoppus.
Wait, is he the low one or the high one?
He's the low one.
He's the low one. Okay, go. Start over. I got it. Okay, here we go.
Are we starting all over again?
1, 2, 3, 4.
Go, Mark Hoppus.
When you jump off a building and jerk off as you fall and you try to catch your jizz and it lands in your mouth.
Ridiculously good Mark Hoppus impression. That's so fucking good. That's insane.
I don't know. You do a pretty good the other guy, Tom DeLonge.
Tom DeLonge. After jizzing out of my schlong, I jumped off a really tall building. You could also describe it as long. Now I'm eating my cum.
Jizz into your face.
Mark, I think you get all the good bits, Mark.
You think I've got the best parts of every song?
Get the fuck out of here, Mark.
I'm sorry, it's over. Our band is over. I've replaced you. With a different guy.
Let's get some horse sound effects and sound like we're sucking his dick. You know, that might be the best Blink 182 song. Wait, what did I just say?
Album.
Blink 182 song in about 20 years.
Best Blink 182 song in 20 years.
Go us.
I'm sorry.
They should, now that Tom's gone and the guy from Alkaline Trio is in, they should take all of them out and put us in there, and then we become Blink 182. That's pretty good. More emails? I guess you gotta tune your shit there. That sounds dank. That sounds like a wet fucking garbage bag full of old rice.
It doesn't matter what the guitar is doing on a Blink song. The other guitar is going...
Hang on.
I'm still out of tune.
Yeah, it's that old bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah, it's awful.
Anyway.
I'm sorry. I jizzed off the mountain and I jumped in. I caught it in a fountain of jizzum. My mouth time is full of my jizzums. I'm sorry, Grandma, that you had to hear this song.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, my grandma.
So sorry, my grandma. So sorry, I jizzed in my pantaloons now. So sorry, I gotta go jump off a building now. My jizz goes on and on and on. I fucking hate this song. All right, emails.
I'm sorry. Okay. I'm sorry that went on so long. Let's see. This one's from... Ooh, I like this guy's name too. I've read it before. Hollis Barkhouse.
What is that? That sounds like a pair of pants you'd buy in a mall.
Can I get Hollis Barkhouse in a 33-30?
Certainly so.
We only have those pleated.
Yeah, and in 34-34, but they do fit quite slim.
I'm Hollis. I'm Barkhouse.
Stop it. Mark Barkhouse.
I don't know.
Bork.
My name's Bork.
My name's Bork. Daddy played the guitar. Mark. I'm so sorry.
Okay, here's an idea. I've got an idea. I've got one of my own that doesn't require an email. Mark Hoppus is daddy to Big Boy.
Big Boy.
And he says, I started playing bass guitar. Daddy play strong. Yeah, Big Boy.
Yeah, Big Boy.
Hang on here.
Okay, Big Boy, here
daddy,
comes a...
Daddy play strong.
Oh, where's my daddy, Fender P-Bass?
Daddy play strong.
My pink P-Bass.
I crushed daddy.
Okay, here we go.
Does a good one, daddy? Does a good daddy song?
Yeah, I like that one.
I'm sorry, it's daddy.
Tom hated that one.
Tom bad boy, he's bad, he's gone.
That's right, son.
I like his song.
You're starting to pay attention to me now, son.
We're really making a breakthrough in our relationship,
Mark Hoppus, are you teaching your son to hate me? You're such a ploppus, and I think you're really stinky.
Mark Ploppus?
That's I would call him if I believed him in school. Also, his head's... He's still got those fetal dimensions going on where his head's like a big water baby. So I'd probably
Mark
pick on him for that as well.
You are a ploppus.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Or he comes out of the tour bus van and he goes, Mark, did you do a ploppus in the van? It really stinks. I don't like it in the van. Shouldn't have to smell it. It really...
I'm sorry. I usually do it in the toilet.
In the toilet.
You know, that's not too far removed from an actual blink gum. Okay,
one for sure.
Let's move on.
Okay, here's one. Oh, God, this one's long. Never mind.
Man, we told you to stop sending essays.
Okay, here we go.
Right.
$1 million idea from Christopher Glass.
What?
They call me Mr.
You just glitched?
They call me Mr. Glass. Here's an idea. Mm-hmm. Baby Fight Club. Prize is Brad Pitt money, baby. Oh, I like this guy. He listens.
It's not a great idea.
It's not a great idea.
Do you like it?
I just like that he said Brad Pitt money, baby.
Okay, so he's paying attention. But all he's done is taken, okay, guys, what about Fight Club? But they're babies. And then,
okay.
And then we're like, what, like fucking Tiny Toons?
What if The Matrix, but babies? Is that an idea?
Whoa. Wow. Would you like to take the red jelly baby or the blue one?
Wow.
I suck my toes.
Yeah, I don't know. No, sorry.
No, I just want to stay and play Minecraft.
Was there any songs from The Matrix that made it into like... No, not that one. Not the...
That's all
the
I
theme.
Can think
no,
of.
Like, did the soundtrack have like...
There's all that... It was just all that shit. It sounded like a ministry gig.
Oh, okay.
I can't... Nothing comes to
my mind. There wasn't like a Nine Inch Nails or a Smashing Pumpkins song on that soundtrack.
Nothing comes to my mind right now.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to look up Matrix soundtrack.
We could do that or we could... Well,
what?
You know what?
What?
Let's do it. Let's fucking do it. Whatever.
Look, Matrix.
I can't remember soundtrack. Anything about The Matrix. I don't remember what it was about. I think it had Bill.
Oh, then you
I
should watch it again. It'll
I think
be a
it
surprise.
Had Bill Murray in it.
He did.
He was in the army, I think, with Spengler from Ghostbusters.
He was?
Okay.
Oh, no, you're thinking of Stripes.
Oh, silly me.
Oh, that's a different movie.
Right.
The Matrix soundtrack.
You know, with Egon Spengler.
Look, track number one, Rock is Dead by Marilyn Manson. Of course he's on that.
Oh. Did you say Shrek? Oh, track number
Shrek
one. I thought you
dead.
Said Shrek number one
I
with Marilyn Manson.
I said Shrek is dead by Marilyn Manson.
Right, long live Shrek.
Right, here we go.
After you. I'm gonna listen to this one. I'm gonna treat this like a campfire scenario.
Okay,
I'm waiting.
Shrek is dead.
not bad.
That's actually pretty good.
Yeah, see?
Get out of my swamp. Get out of my swamp.
I saw Marlon Manson a couple of months ago down at the, what's that really weird venue?
The Swamp? Where Shrek lives?
Down at the Swamp, yeah. Before he submerged, he sang a few songs. He was not looking well, man.
Donkey!
He was,
sing a song! Ride a pig!
He was this bony little bag that was on all fours like a fucking Baczynski painting.
Was he wearing a leather corset?
No, he looked like he'd been in a car crash. Like, he had bandages all over him.
Okay.
And he's lying on the ground going, I'm trying to sing the dope show, but...
The dope show! We're all stars.
Is it like Ozzy?
We're all stars now in the old show.
The old show. And then Space Ace comes out.
Hey, yeah, we're all stars now. And he's got a lisp. That's right. He's like, we all stars now in dope show, the old boy show.
Drippy, is that you?
Hey, we all
all
stars of the old show.
Don't make me play guitar.
I'm sad.
Okay, I feel like I think I know where this is going, Joel Watson.
What is it?
I'm going to tell you right now.
What do you
think
happened?
This is going to go into our own personal rendition of either We Are the World or Do They Know It's Christmas based on all the characters that we've raised today.
We are the old.
We are the old. We are the droopy.
The droopins.
I was telling you this yesterday.
Ace Frehley's nuts and Ozzy Osbourne's a little loopy.
I've got songs to sing, but I can't remember the words.
And my bandmates are really poopy.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's that.
Listen.
I was hoping to save that for the end of the podcast, but all right.
I was telling you that I read yesterday that Ted Cruz is a big Nine Inch Nails fan.
I thought you were going to say, I read that Ted Cruz was a big lying scumbag.
He's a big piece of shit.
Okay, and I read that somewhere.
He's a droopy snake boy shedding his skin at all times. And he tried to get into, when Nine Inch Nails came to Dallas, he tried to get in.
Yeah.
And they called him out on stage and told him to fuck off.
Did he call him personally? Like...
Trent, I really wanted to get into your show.
See your show.
Trent, I'm a big fan.
He said,
I look like a fish in a vampire costume. Trent, I think you can understand my woes.
Oh my
I just want to be on the front row.
Yeah.
And Trent's playing with some transistors and going, sorry, what, baby? I'm sorry, baby. What did you say?
I just wanted to be at the show. Ted Cruz, he smells like poo. Ted Cruz, you're gonna lose. I'm gonna get out of here, Ted Cruz. Get out of here, Ted Cruz.
And Ted's like, I'm sorry, I don't really understand what you're saying.
Get out of here, Ted Cruz. You're smelly. You smell like poo.
What? Smells like dead ploppers. Ted Cruz.
Dead ploppers.
Dead ploppers.
When I think of poo,
dead
I think poos. Of the various forms it can take. White, brown, alive and dead. What constitutes an alive poo? Speaking... Are you going
to
sing a song?
I was trying to think of how they...
I talked to Ted Cruz today. He tried to get in the show. He looked like a snake whose skin had fell out of his butthole. I told him to eat my shit. He said he'd already had lunch. I got up in front of the crowd and suggested my ass he munch. What have I become?
You know, that's much better than you think it is.
My sweetest Ted.
All right.
Dead Poos.
Dead Poos.
By Nine Inch Nails.
Okay.
What else?
Would you like to move on to another email?
Another email? Okay.
Let's...
You know what? There actually aren't that many left. We've done such a good job.
Let's gallop along to the finish line.
This is actually, we're up to, we're having to go back. We're having to go further back into the past.
Okay.
Francisco Tawasha.
That's a fucking incredible name.
It is.
Says, I love it.
The president is a pig, fact, and passed a new law that bacon is illegal. Now America is turning post-apocalyptic, and the only one that can take down President Pig is a rooster with a huge set of balls. That's so specific.
I'm looking for a rooster with a huge set of balls, because the president took all the bacon away, and now I'm feeling small. He smells like a butt crack, and I want to show him my chicken sack. I don't know how this is going to achieve anything at all. Maybe you can tell me.
Well, I'm the other guy. Well, the president, he's made of pork, but he will not let me eat it.
Let me eat
so
it.
So I took a big old knife and I carved bacon out of his seat. But, you know, gross. I roasted it up on the fire and turned it on the spit. And the president, he looked at me and then he took a shit.
Take me home.
We need to harmonize with that. Okay, so it's take a shit, took a shit. So I'll do the high
take
one.
Take a shit.
Take a shit.
The president you try took going, a shit.
You try going.
Take a shit.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Take a shit. The president took a shit. Take a shit. And I had to smell all of it.
Take a shit.
But I still was eating his ass. Cause president, he's a big fat fucker, and I'm gonna fucking eat him cause he's a pig.
Well,
way!
Not bad.
That's a song you'll commonly hear in Texas. Especially Texas. Do you think the red states would turn blue if he took all the bacon away? Like the email.
I think that's
implied.
Such an internet thing, where it's like bacon. I bet if tomorrow they said,
It's over. It was a Reddit thing, wasn't it?
If it was like, hey, romaine lettuce, you know, is illegal now for like a week, and if it was like, oh, we're out of bacon for a week, nothing's gonna happen.
This romaine lettuce is illegal. We're gonna have to fucking lock it in a cage and deport it.
Yeah, separate it from its family.
Brilliant Trump administration policy. There. Okay, let's not get too.
He's a pig.
All right, next. What else we got? Do we have any time for any more emails before we do, obviously, do the big farewell song?
Oh, there's a big farewell. Fuck, you're setting me up for so much failure.
Hang on, let me see if I'm in tune.
Daniel?
I don't think I am.
Potashov. Guy gets tooth pulled by a dentist. Guy then leaves to meet his wife at the mall. Gets smooshed to death by a giant rubber duck. Daniel, you're on shrooms.
Hey, no. Holy shit. I want to tell you, I picked up on that. That is a reference to a cartoon that I made in the year of our Lord 2001 called The Dentist.
What?
One of the first animated things I ever put on the internet was called The Dentist. It was maybe like the fifth or sixth thing, just as I was kind of getting used to working in Macromedia Flash 5. And it had four different endings. It was about a guy that went to the dentist. And the dentist is trying to yank his teeth out in a very comical way. As you can imagine, a 16-year-old writes wonderful comedy.
Come to get your teeth. Don't hang my teeth, you and dentist, you fucker.
You had a choice of four endings, right?
Okay.
You had one.
How did you choose them?
First, buttons.
Flash?
Good old buttons.
Good old flashy buttons.
First one, I don't remember what it was. My name's Flash Buttons. The second one, I think he got yanked up to the ceiling and splattered all over. It was all about blood and gore. In the third one, he got his tooth pulled out. He got pulled up to the ceiling. He got his skeleton pulled out. In the third one, he did exit the building after saying, "Thank you, doctor, for getting rid of my tooth.
Daughter.
I gotta go." And I wrote it. I wrote the dialogue like, "Oh, here's what Americans must talk like." And he's like, "See ya later, doc. I'm an American. Time to go meet my wife at the mall." And so off he goes, walking to the mall. And a giant duck comes out of nowhere and just flattens him. It's hilarious.
So it's not his idea at all. It's your idea.
But I do appreciate...
Did you write this email?
What's his name?
Honest.
No, I did not.
Okay.
What's his name?
His name is...
What's his email? No, never mind.
Potato Show.
Daniel Potato Show?
Daniel Potoshov. Potoshov. Okay.
Well, Daniel, this guy's old school, man. He's been following us for like fucking 16 years.
Daniel, my
17
brother,
years.
He was a potato show.
Daniel, I just want to tell you, buddy, that really sparked something deep in the abandoned minds of my brain
okay,
that
so
haven't been touched for a very long time. Can we sing Daniel a song? But I don't know what about, though.
Ooh. Well, Daniel, he went to the dentist. He had some pains in his mouth.
Guns N' Roses slow jam.
That's what I was thinking.
And then he said, Doc, you gotta get these teeth out.
Wow, wow,
oh,
wow.
Yeah. And then the doctor, he looked into his mouth and said, I think that tooth is dead. And Daniel, he said, I don't care what it cost. You got your feet
always a whistle solo.
And the doctor, he got in there and he poked around. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And he said, Daniel, I do not like what I see. And Daniel didn't like the sound. Oh yeah.
Can we do a harmonized whistling solo? Has that ever been done?
No
one's done that.
It shouldn't be.
Hang on, go.
Meow, meow. Take it, slash.
And another verse. Here we go.
So Daniel, he went back to the doctor, and he said, my mouth still hurts. And the doctor said, you just got crushed by a duck, you stupid fuck boy.
Yeah,
that's that, basically.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Waste of ammo.
Do you think Axel, they'd finish up a song and he'd go, you know what, this guys, hey, everybody gather around. We're a democracy. We're a Chinese democracy.
Right.
Okay. What?
Slash is hearing a stop act going, yeah, yeah, Axel, what is it? What that's
you,
what he sounds
what
like.
What do you think we need? We think we need a little bit more.
What if I go, wow, wow.
A little pain.
I think he's like, okay, fellas, I really like it, but what if we took this and turned it into a 29-minute long piano ballad?
I still remember the solo from Patience.
Oh, yeah? All right.
Okay.
Very good.
Little patient.
Let's see. Okay. Do we have any more? Ooh, this is from Hollis Barkhouse again.
Man, he had a slow day at work.
I know. This is from months ago.
He should start a brewery.
Marcus Hophouse.
Okay.
Here's an idea. A new type of hummingbird that sucks the cum out of your balls by sticking its black and long tongue down your pee hole. Enjoy, Chris.
Okay.
Thanks.
First of all, why the balls? What I would do in that instance is I would probably cut little petals out of paper.
And put them on your dick like a flower?
Around my erect dick.
You think?
That I've previously painted green. I guess I got one step too far. Stand in the garden.
How many days do you plan to paint your dick green?
The rest of me is painted in a brick facade so that I you can't see me if I stand near my house. Or if I'm standing somewhere else.
Why don't you just wear a ghillie suit? Just be a bush.
What is a ghillie suit?
A bush suit, like a sniper would wear.
Okay, I mean,
and you lay on the ground and your dick sticking straight up as a
flower.
That's
what I'm saying. Then people are walking past and they're looking at the bush and they're thinking, why is there a cock hanging out of that bush?
No one's going to think that. They're going to think, what a robust flower.
Wow. Look at the hummingbirds. Wow. Love it.
What if, here's an idea.
You have to watch out for bees.
Hang on.
And stinging
insects.
That's
true. If a bee stung your dick, that'd be a problem.
And if, okay, say the
but
flower.
But you do want a little hummingbird to land on it and go...
I guess, to get that sweet nectar
that sweet
on. But
jizzy
say,
nectar.
The thing is, here's
sweet
the problem.
Jizzy nectar.
You've created a situation where maybe the flower you've created is
God
too beautiful.
It.
Your dick looks
no.
too beautiful as a flower.
I feel that. You know what? I worry about that every day.
There's Chinese tourists taking pictures of it.
That's a Chinese democracy right there.
A small group of people are constantly walking by going, oh, beautiful flower.
It's a beautiful flower.
Okay. That was obviously an English fella.
It blooms. And, oh, yeah. He's an English guy said, listen, I'm going to do a really racist accent. Here we go. Here we go.
Okay,
oh, that's
perfect.
A beautiful flower.
Okay, great.
Okay.
I love that you've put a middleman in between that and the racist accent.
Yeah. It removes me from culpability.
It completely admonishes you from any guilt.
Here's my impression of a racist British guy.
No.
Okay, here we go. Gotta do a big fat crazy Asian accent.
You know, this
here
is,
we go.
Okay, before you start, I just want to say
big bong.
This is this sounds like a UKIP party meeting. This is something you'll hear in pubs all across England. Maybe, where it's a guy like, hey, up, right, I've got me a pint of Bovril, and if you want to
who
hear me...
Who wants to do accents?
Who wants to do a ching-chong accent?
Who wants and to do a dirty accent?
I do. Me too.
It's me
too.
Ozzy, I'm back in the pub.
Bloody hell, Ozzy.
Oh, I'm back in the pub,
it's
and
me,
I want to see...
It's me, Geezer. I ain't seen you in
Geezer,
a while.
Geezer, you got fired 25 years ago. Fuck you.
I've been in this pub the entire time, Ozzy.
I've been trying to drink myself to death, Ozzy, but it's not working. I'm. It's like I'm Iron Man. All right, do that again.
Finished with my pint and now it's time to say some racist stuff.
That's all I've got.
Brexit, folks. That's pretty good. What was the original question?
I don't care. It was about your dick pedals.
Right, so my suggestion is... You've got at least 10 people taking photographs of your cock, and you cannot move an inch.
Every day. That's how I feel.
You cannot move because people will be appalled if they discover that you've tricked them as a naked man in the garden.
How are you keeping it up?
You're thinking lustful thoughts.
Dirty, lustful thoughts about bees.
Okay, well, the reason you're in that position is because you want a, what was it, a kingfisher? Oh, a hummingbird.
Yeah, you want a hummingbird to lick
your dick. That's the only way you can get off.
What if a woodpecker lands on your dick?
That's terrifying. Well, woodpeckers don't go for... Ow! Oh, ah!
Duh. Why is your dick so hard? Oh, because you're thinking lustful thoughts. That's right.
So you do open yourself up to a lot of danger if a bee does land on your dick, and then you're busted for being nude outside.
Oh, there's so many laws.
With a big raging bud.
You know, every day I think there's so many laws. There's just too many.
Too many.
How am I going to break even not one?
We should have some anarchy.
I have a flower dick. I've got a bee on my prick. A hummingbird is going to suck it. And then the queen is going to fuck it. I want to be flower dick.
My dick has a bee. It may be a queen. It's stinging my dick hole. God save my dick.
God save the queen bee.
God save the queen bee.
God save the queen. She is a little bee.
That was almost Fred Schneider from B-52s.
God save the queen. She is a little bee. And she landed on me while I was taking a pee.
Sounds very enthusiastic.
All of his songs are.
That's what Jello Biafra sounds like when he talks. It's me, Jello Biafra. Yeah, and I sound like I'm backstage at a drag queen show.
I'm on a holiday in Cambodia, and it's fantastic.
Come on, sisters, let's go to Cambodia.
Yeah, that's not bad.
We probably approaching the time to do our final song.
Look, we got 5 minutes until it's been an hour.
5 minutes? So it's time to...
God. Save the queen. She is a little bee.
You know, I would like someone to send an email with a track list of all the songs
of all
that we've
songs
performed
of
today.
Our greatest hits album.
Of our greatest hits.
Let's see.
We need a band name.
You know what a band name is?
Okay.
Yami Kani Manjoira. That's our band name.
Do you think he'll email us going, no, that's
this
my
is actually
name.
An
that's
email.
Already taken.
This is an email from Yami Kani about the name.
We love
since,
you, Yami Kani.
Since you liked my name last podcast, if you translate my name, Yami Kani, Google says it means thank you, but it doesn't really mean that. It kind of means praise. And if you translate my last name, Manja,
it means hands, and Wira means boiled. But Manjuwira is actually a town. Thank you, boiled hands.
I was about to say, praise my boiled hands.
Praise my boiled hands.
Hey, Skodsfa, we're back in Finland.
Okay.
Check it out. It's really cold outside, ja?
Oh, it's very cold.
Very cold.
What am I going to do with my tingly fingers? They're so cold, they're frozen.
Your hands really cold and frosted,
Skodsfa. Just frozen, I'm going to die.
Hey, well, check out what I did.
Also, I'm butt naked in the snow.
Okay, I'm holding my hands behind my back.
Well, what are you doing?
You want to see a funny surprise?
Oh, I'm very ready for a joke.
Okay.
Here it goes.
What do you do if you put cold hands in a very hot water?
Oh my God, all your skin is gone.
You get the crab hands.
Your skin has melted together into claws.
That traditional Finnish joke. You like?
It's a Finnish physical joke that they do every year.
It's
someone in the family melts their hands into crab claws.
Okay, who did crab claws Christmas?
Oh, don't make me do it this year. I did last year.
No, don't do it. Your daddy isn't here. He's working at the metal.
My boiled.
Are they close at that point?
I don't know.
Hands of a crab?
All my fingers are kind of fused together as they all melted in each other.
I'm like a weird puppet.
Also, I think the shark has given me a bad brain.
I got wet brain and frozen melted hands.
Ha ha, funny joke.
Your sister is always doing pranks. She's crazy.
Why did your family do some weird pranks on Jorskfar?
Anyway, put on the Great Holiday Song by Yamakani Manjuwira.
Yeah, it sounds like that Sigur Rós song. Skvartsbrar.
Sigur Rós is kind of easy. Take a despondent sounding chord and pick it slowly.
Regina Spektor song. That's pretty good.
It could. That, yeah. There's a crossover there for sure.
Yeah. It's a short ocean.
Let's see. If it was a Regina Spektor song, it would go...
There is a crab that looks like a hand.
No, that's still Bjork. So it'd be like...
There is a crab and it looks
it's
like
a jollier
a
one.
And it's a jolly song because it's got a hand word. And Regina Spektor, sometimes she's happy, other times she sings in a voice like this.
Sometimes she gets really pouty.
And she sings like this. Then it goes back to when
you
had some crabs and you got some
hands. You can do something really good with that, where it's like,
I just had a great day at work. I just come in home, the sun is shining. Someone left a bag for me. Is it a gift? Oh, open the door. Oh, it's some dog shit.
Oh, it's dog shit in my hands. And I don't know what to do with the bag. And I take the dog shit, put it on my head. And now I've got
just a dirty dog head.
Then I go outside and there is a man and he's laying on my lawn and his dick's in his hand and he's wearing a suit and he looks
like a flower
and he looks like a bush and I say, hey man, don't jerk off on that bee. He's my friend. Please
just turn into a big Floyd song.
Hey man, don't jerk off on a bee.
No, that's a Bob Dylan song.
Hey man,
don't jerk off on that D. He represents me. Hey, and the future of humanity. You got a hummingbird on your dick, and he's trying to use his tongue to lick.
But you'll never guess who it is.
Oh no, it's Morrissey.
Yes, it's me.
Get out of here, Morrissey.
With a dick that is covered in bees, just for me, don't you see? Reggie Naspecto, I'm turning into a donkey.
What's Morrissey doing in my house? He needs to get out. He's got a lot of terrible racist opinions. I wish he would have stayed in the Smiths.
I also invited my friends Robert Smith, hello, and also Danzig, and all of us three are gonna have an orgy. Let's have an orgy, fellas.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Hey, Robert!
What's up, James?
Do a little crab walking! Get your hands real boiling! Yeah! You got those crab hands! Crab hands! Crab hands!
Okay. I was expecting it to be more of a load song, but sure.
It's crab hands. Look, that's an hour. I feel like we should stop.
That's our big song. It's more of a medley. I think that was the closest we're going to get to We Are the World.
You think?
Yeah.
We are the orgy of singers who want bees to land on their dicks.
I think that's a Bosch painting.
Yeah. It's called
The Orgy of Singers.
Midnight in the Beautiful Garden.
Brilliant.
And it's all those boys and Regina Spektor and Bjork. And you're in the middle with a bee on your dick.
How would you describe today's email haul? Do you think it went well?
Oh, I do think we should do...
We got through all of them.
An outro.
Okay.
Okay, so it's like...
Hang on, where are you in?
E. Solo.
That was the email haul. You heard every email we had, now go. That was the email haul. The email haul with Dave and Joel.
Hang on. Keep going.
The Noise Hole with Dave and Joel is copyright 2019 Dave Micklefatrick and Joel Watson. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at NoiseholePod. Email us your song ideas and questions to NoiseholePod@gmail.com and visit us at NoiseHole.net because the .com was already taken and they want like $4,000 for it.